Minnesota News Network, I'm Sean Maloney. A public visitation is set for Sunday for Minnesota Wild reporter Jessie Pierce and her three children. All four were killed early Saturday morning in a house fire at their White Bear Lake home. Pierce covered the Wild and co-hosted the Bar Down Beauties podcast. A GoFundMe for her husband has raised more than $200,000. Visitation runs from 1 to 5 Sunday at Mueller Memorial. Minnesotans could soon have extra protection from tech companies that allow ordinary photos to be turned into sexual images. Jessica Gustalis was one of 80 victims of a man who allegedly posted these types of pictures online.
Every woman who called the police was told some version of the same thing. We don't know what to do with that, and they weren't wrong. There was nothing they could do. The damage to me personally has been lasting. Beyond the immediate trauma, what people may not understand is this violation does not stay in the past. It follows me.
The bill is heading to the House floor for vote. The navigation season is officially underway on Lake Superior. Jason Roan of the Duluth Seaway Port Authority says the Mesabi Miner was the first vessel to move to a loading dock and the first departure.
That was the Honorable James L. Oberstar, which departed Monday afternoon in ballast, which means without cargo, to load iron ore in Marquette, Michigan. And then the Mesabi Miner followed the Oberstar out by about 5 hours later.
Roan says ships from the Great Lakes will start arriving in the Twin Ports after the Sioux Locks opened on Wednesday. And the Minnesota Timberwolves scored 15 straight points at the end of overtime to beat the Houston Rockets 110-108 last night at the Target Center. The Wolves blew an 11-point lead with under 4 minutes left of regulation, and the Rockets started OT on a 13-0 run. Timberwolves coach Chris Finch.
You know, we've had some tough losses where we... The Phoenix one sticks out, you know, so this is a good get back for that. But I thought we played outstanding throughout the game and, you know, deserved to win this game. So keep plugging away. You know, we got the right result.
JD McDaniels led Minnesota at 25 points and Julius Randle added 24. In other headlines, the deadline to file your state and federal income taxes is less than 3 weeks away. State Revenue Commissioner Paul Marquardt.
We've had right now 1.6 million returns filed, and that's about half of what we're going to expect. We'll wind up with about 3.1 million, so that's right on track with other years.
Marquardt says if you are due a refund, those are being processed in about 9 days. A 27-year-old man is facing felony assault and auto theft charges after a violent attack in St. Cloud. Police say the suspect, Nicholas DeHealy, punched and kicked a stranger unconscious outside a porta-potty at the Stearns History Museum. The victim suffered severe head injuries. Investigators say DeHealy later stole a running car. And Senate Majority Leader Aaron Murphy says progress is being made on gun violence prevention at the Capitol. She says legislative leaders found common ground in talks last night, but Republican support is unlikely. Murphy wants the bills moving after next week's break. This is MNN.